This is CPR News. I'm Haley Sanchez. COVID-19 deaths and hospitalizations have been falling statewide in recent weeks, but in Garfield County, where vaccination rates are lower than the state average, hospitalizations are increasing. Dr. Kevin Coleman of Grand River Health in Rifle says they've seen an uptick in cases.
And when you couple that in Western Colorado with the emergence of the Delta strain of COVID in our community, the potential to overwhelm our local health care systems is evident.
About half of eligible residents in Garfield County are fully vaccinated. Nearby Eagle County has a vaccination rate of more than 70%. It's had nearly 2 weeks of stable or declining hospitalizations and fewer deaths. The pandemic, combined with rising inequities in the United States, helped drive a dramatic drop in life expectancy, especially for people of color. A study from CU Boulder shows it fell sharply between 2018 and 2020. Life expectancy dropped roughly 3 years among Black Americans and nearly 4 among Hispanics. That compares to just 1 year among whites. CU researcher Ryan Masters says the causes include
rising inequality, systemic racism, unequal access to health care, unequal access to education and housing.
The drought continues to cut Colorado nearly in half. From Boulder and Clear Creek counties to the Front Range and farther east, the state is nearly drought-free. But to the west, the U.S. Drought Monitor shows extreme drought in Grand Junction and Gunnison County. In Grand and Gunnison counties. Researchers say these conditions normally aren't seen until July or August. This is CPR News.